everyone. I'm Sagar Patel from Troutman Pepper Lock. Today, I'm thrilled to be speaking with David Harrell and Anne Ryan Robertson about our upcoming International Arbitration Forum, which will take place in our Houston office on Thursday, May 15th from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Central Time. Anne, what is international arbitration?
Well, international arbitration is arbitration between parties from differing countries or parties who have contracted to have the performance of the agreement in a third country. It's a creature of contract, meaning that both parties must have agreed that the dispute will be arbitrated. And international arbitration is very dynamic and an intricate area of the law. Many people wrongly assume arbitration is simply litigation in a different form. It is not. It has attributes not found in litigation. The ability for the parties to select their own decision makers, insulation from bias that may occur in the local courts, efficient resolution with most arbitrations being decided within 18 months, and the ability to enforce the arbitration awards practically worldwide through the use of the New York Convention, which has over 170 parties.
David, what makes international arbitration unique?
International arbitration is unique because you have to take account of differing legal frameworks and traditions. Not only must parties focus on the law governing their disputes and contracts, but they have to think ahead to where they may seek to enforce an award and turn it into a collectible judgment. They must consider the viewpoints of arbitrators who may come from different legal traditions, so that what resonates with a lawyer from a common law tradition may not have an impact on an arbitrator from a civil law background. That appears not just in persuasion, but also in concepts as fundamental as how parties present their evidence, what their pleadings look like, and whether they enjoy an attorney-client privilege. So that's just some of the ways that international arbitration is unique.
And why is international arbitration important to our clients?
Houston has 21 Fortune 500 companies and 36 Fortune 1000 companies headquartered here. As one of the most diverse metropolitan areas in the United States, the city serves as a hub for energy, healthcare, aerospace, and manufacturing industries. The presence of these major corporations elevates Houston's profile on the global stage, making it a key player in international commerce. With a robust infrastructure and access to global markets through its port, Houston continues to attract some of the largest corporations in the world. Because of the New York Convention, international arbitration is the backbone of international commerce. The importance of international arbitration, not only to international trade, but also to our clients' businesses, simply cannot be overstated.
David, why are we hosting the International Arbitration Forum event on May 15th?
Before this combination, our predecessor firms had strong international arbitration practices that generally focused in different industries. This forum gives us the opportunity to highlight our combined strengths, industry experiences, and practice backgrounds across our firm's combined footprint, starting here in Houston, where we've handled disputes arising in five continents involving energy, construction, technology, maritime, and heavy equipment. This gives our clients a glimpse into the firm's international arbitration experience in other industries, including pharmaceuticals and banking, as well as to introduce an even deeper bench for construction disputes. So that's some of the reasons why this makes sense for us to do.
Thank you, David and Anne. Troutman Pepper Lock is excited to see you at our event, and we encourage listeners to sign up to attend. We look forward to your participation and the valuable insights that will emerge from our discussions.